Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship-building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell Hotels live radio show and Zoom and Facebook Live and all that kind of stuff. So we do appreciate you joining, or I do appreciate you joining. I don't take it lightly that, you know, people do support the show, and I do appreciate that. So and then, as you can see, we have a young lady that's going to be joining us today. That's Miss Jeanette Seha. She's with Jet Set with Jeanette. We're going to bring her in. We'll go ahead and say hello, Jeanette.
Hello, everybody.
So we're going to
live from my living room.
There you go. So we're going to get into it with her in a little while. But of course, you know, I have some things that I got to go through first, right? And then we'll bring her into the show. But did you guys know today is show number 58? Right, we're counting down here. We're almost at 60. I mean, another milestone, right? And who would have thought that I would have got this far, right? And, you know, I have to say, and it's funny that, and I'm saying this, and Jeanette's on the show, because about a year ago, she was on the show, and we were talking about, and even before that, I mean, I've known her for a couple of years now, and she's been a good friend. And she talked me into, and I think maybe not consciously, maybe subconsciously, I started doing vision boards because of Jeanette, right? So, and on my vision board was doing a radio show. And I never thought in my wildest dreams that it would actually happen. But, you know, if you put it in paper and you see it every day and you believe in it, and it comes to fruition. So that's what it did for me. So I do thank Jeanette for that. See, I don't even know if you even knew that, Jeanette, that you're, you know, part of the reason for this radio show.
Well, I'm deeply inspired. I do remember that conversation of you saying you wanted to do it. So you had already planted the seed. I just, you know, sprinkled some water on that seed.
Well, I appreciate you sprinkling some water on the seed. So, but thank you so much for just, you know, just putting that stuff out there. I mean, you know, you follow people on whatever social media platforms, Instagram, whatever it is. And, you know, she was putting those things out there. So I saw them because I follow her, and I said, huh, this is interesting. I mean, you know, we've heard of doing vision boards, but I had never done one before. So, and it just, I said, you know what do I got to lose? Right. So I did it, and I did another one for this year, and some things that I put on there are happening again. So just thought I'd throw that little nugget of information out there and thank Jeanette for that. And it's all about the collaboration and connecting the people, right? So that's the thing that my mantra for 2020 was to connect and collaborate with more people. So, I mean, that's part of, you know, why I did the show, and it's part of why, you know, certain people are on the show, is because it's all about collaboration and connecting people. and it's all about being hashtag hospitality unplugged, which means, you know, we're in the hospitality space. You know, we talk about that. We talk about some things that maybe some other people don't talk about, and that's fine. And I'm not afraid to hit a lot of subjects on there, you know, in the spectrum, so to speak. So, I mean, and I think that's what maybe separates me or separates my show from other shows is it's not scripted. You know, Jeanette doesn't know the question I'm going to ask her. She has no knowledge at all, but it's all about what her, it's all about her experiences and her, you know, things that she wants to share. Right. So, like I said, she doesn't know the answers or know the questions I'm going to ask, but, and then that's what makes for a good show as well, I think. So you got to be authentic. And that's what it's about. Like, even in social media, when you're putting things on social media, you need to be authentic. And that, those are things that I talk about all the time. You got to be real and you got to be authentic because people will see through you. And that's not what we want. You know, we don't want, right? Am I right, Jeanette?
Yes, you're right. I think people can feel it too. People can feel it too. So.
Yes. Definitely, definitely. Okay. Well, anyway, before we get into to Jeanette, I have some industry news. And I have to start by saying, you know, congrats to IHG. Okay. IHG is a hotel company that part of Intercontinental. There's Holiday Inns, you know, Holiday Inn, you know, Brand Select and all those kind of hotels are in IHG, just so you know. But they're redefining this global cleaning protocol, right? And it's funny, I had a conversation with Jeanette yesterday. We were talking about different things that are going on in the industry. And IHG, and this was after I saw this email or saw this posting after we had the conversation, but their IHG partnered with Cleveland Clinic, Ecolab, and Diverse. It's a cleaning company for the most part. So they came with these new protocols. They actually put out this fantastic video. If you guys, look at Instagram, or not Instagram. I didn't put it on Instagram yet. I put it on Twitter and I put it on LinkedIn. Basically, this dynamic video about showing what they're doing, you know, in the midst of this pandemic to you know, to for safety, for cleanliness, you know, sanitation, whatever they're doing to eliminate risk or touch points or whatever. It's all highlighted in this video. And that's one of the things that we need is that people need to see that people are actually cleaning or these hotels are cleaning. They're doing different things. They're not doing the same things they were doing before. You know, they're doing mobile check-ins or you don't even have to go to the front desk. So they're limiting touch points. I mean, you know, we want to, people are talking about doing that, but to actually see a video of them doing that, I mean, that's what you want. I mean, they have gloves on. They have masks. They have plexiglass over the front desk. I mean, those are things that you want. I mean, you have to. And they kind of made, and I mentioned this to somebody earlier today, and she thought it was kind of cute that I said this. And I said it's making housekeeping sexy, you know, because one thing about the hotel industry is that you, housekeeping departments, you know, they're back of the house. You know, you don't want to see people cleaning. You don't want to see carts out and things like that. Well, guess what? It's changing the narrative now, right? So housekeeping is now becoming in the forefront because you want to make sure people are cleaning, right? So one thing is for the guests that are coming in, you see it. And it's for the employees. It's keeping them safe as well, right? So if they're eliminating or minimizing the touch points that everyone has, I mean, that's going to make for a better, safer environment. And that's what IHG is showing on this video. So if you go to, like I said, to LinkedIn, you can look at my page because I actually posted it on my page. I did it on Twitter as well. And I'll probably do it on every other social media platform that I do. So, but check it out. But I just think it's important, you know, at this day and age that we actually see what's going on and not just hear a lot of, you know, oh, we're doing this. You're reading this in print. But it's another thing to see it in video that they're actually doing this. So check it out, IHG. I'm an IHG fan now. Okay. Thank you. Are you reinventing yourself? I mean, these are the questions I ask every week, you know, since this whole thing happened. I mean, are we just sitting back and waiting for, you know, this thing to be over? Are we reinventing ourselves? Are we pivoting? That's the P word. Are we doing that? You know, whatever that means to you, are we doing that? So those are things that we need to be looking for and making sure we're doing it. The best way to predict the future is to invent it. You ever heard that?
I have.
So, yeah. So that's, I think that's a good one. I saw that one. I saw that quote somewhere and I said, huh, that's a good one. The best way to predict the future is to invent it. I love it. Have you seen my new Instagram Live skit or show? Not a skit, but show. Basically, it's the show maybe goes 5 to 10 minutes, and it's basically me talking about my past experiences within the hotel industry, meaning this is back, I think most of this, the ones that I've done is when I've been in operations. I've been either assistant general manager, a night manager, front desk, or whatever. So I've only done two. One, the first one was when I met Joe Montana, which went over pretty well with some people that, you know. And then the second one had to do with a gentleman that an employee got his arm caught in a, we call it a Chicago ironer. That's what it's called. So if you haven't seen those or listened to them, I mean, just listen to them. I mean, just tell me what you think of them. It's just something that's, like I said, it's about the pivoting, right? So I do this radio show every Tuesday, but I say, you know what? There's other experiences that I don't share on this show that I have. So I started writing down about a year ago, ran down all these experiences and they keep coming to me. So I came up with 30 of them, right? So I've only done, I already done two. So that means 28, but I keep adding to it because I keep remembering different experiences. So, you know, my life is all about experience. And these are my experiences. These are no one gave me these, none of that stuff. I mean, I witnessed this stuff. I mean, it's just crazy. So the next one may be because I had to evict a rap group one time and, you know, it didn't go over well with my staff, but because they liked the rap group. But hey, you know, you got to do what you got to do as a night manager, as a AGM or whatever. You have to do what you have to do. Right. So, you know, that one may be coming next. So just look it up. It's like I said, it's Hospitality Unplugged, just like everything else that I do. Hashtag Hospitality Unplugged. So it's under that. Under that hashtag. So thank you so much. Contact information. If you want to get a hold of Russell of Hotels, russell@russellofhotels.com. That's my email address. Twitter, you want to check out what I do on Twitter, Russell of Hotels. IG, Russell of Hotels. LinkedIn, Russell L. Edmond. Facebook, Russell L. Edmond. And then Russell of Hotels. I have two Facebook pages. And I have a website, russellofhotels.com. And after this show is over, this is live, right? So there's no take two. So we can't say, you know, wait a minute, Jeanette. Okay, now we got to redo this whole thing. No, it's live. So if something happens, if I fall off my chair, well, I just fell off my chair. You're going to see it, right? We're not going to edit that out. So, but we are a podcast after this is over. So it becomes a podcast. You go to LA Talk Radio and you can see the pod, or you don't see podcasts, you hear podcasts. Or, if you're, you know, you have a favorite platform for your podcast, we're on that as well. So check it out. I won't go over that. What is Russell of Hotels Group? Basically, I'll go over three things. Digital marketing. I do that for, you know, on social media for hotels, whatever, anybody in the hospitality space. I do that. I mean, you'll see a lot of my postings. In fact, I've been posting a lot more than I've ever posted. Because one, you know, you want to get your brand out. You want to stay relevant. You want to keep, you know, things that you're doing out in the forefront. And then two, I've been doing a lot of market research for my own brand just to see what works. You know, you post things and do people actually see it? You know, do people make comments? I mean, there's certain ways and certain times of day that you post things. And is video better than still pictures? You know, I mean, just it's a whole bunch of stuff that I didn't even realize what I got myself into when I started doing this market research, but that's what I'm doing. So that's what's going on with that. So I do digital marketing. I'm a radio show host, of course. I interview today's hospitality professionals. Today is no exception. And then I like to collaborate and connect. So you're going to hear that a couple times, collaborating and connecting people. I said that at the beginning of the show. I'm saying that now because that's what Russell of Hotels or Russell Edmond, that's what I'm about, is connecting and collaborating with as many people as I can. Normally I put people on blast here, but I'm not gonna put anybody on blast today. So you're safe until next week. I was looking at something the other day. I was thinking, and I was saying, what would be a good marketing campaign And they always relate everything to the hospitality industry, right? So why aren't hotel companies collaborating with, like, for an example, like Ralph's, the grocery store, or wineries, or athletic gear? Because what are people doing now? Okay, let's just think about this for a second. They still have to go to the store, right? So why don't, like, say IHG and Ralph's partner together, because you still have to buy food, right? So I don't know how you would do that. Some collaborative effort between, I don't know if you would give, like, say coupons, but the coupons had IHG on them, because you didn't, then you remember, where did I get this coupon from? Well, it came from the IHG website, because I'm a rewards member from IHG. So I can go to Ralph's and I can get 20% off my coupons. And I'm giving this stuff for free, right? This is my information I'm getting for free, right? So why can't they do something like that? Or athletic gear. Everyone's working out more. They're walking, they're doing yoga or whatever. You know, you go to certain websites and Marriott is someone that's selling this particular yoga gear, right? And, you know, 20% goes to a charity or something like that. I mean, that stuff resonates with people, especially during right now. So people are working out. They still have to go to the store. They're still buying things. And what about wineries? I mean, people are ordering everything in the mail, right? So we're getting cases of wine or beer or whatever. Why not partner with some of these other companies? And then that resonates with people, because people are emotional, right? They want things that are emotional. And if I'm working out and then I can tie it in together with a hotel brand or even a restaurant or whatever. I mean, I'm using hotels as an example because that's my sweet spot, right? So, but doesn't that make sense? I mean, come on in here, Jeanette, and you can chime in here if you like.
Oh, sure. I thought, okay. Well, hi, everybody. I'm so happy to be here. Like Russell said, I've known him for years. And there's a pretty amazing fact that you left out when we met here in Beverly Hills. We were talking about vision boards and our goals for the next year, that Magic Johnson walked by us twice.
That is right. Yes. That's right.
And it's just, you know, kind of just, I thought it was like a token of good luck. Like, literally.
Yeah, he just walked by so matter-of-factly and, you know, like, you know, a couple of people had rushing for an autograph or whatever, but we noticed him, but we didn't, we were in awe or starstruck, but we did that from afar, right? We didn't jump up and everything. And he said hello. I mean, he said good morning to us and everything. To us.
And yeah. We live in Los Angeles, so we see celebrities pretty frequently. I mean, mm-hmm. It's very common. So for me, I've just learned to observe. And it's pretty funny because there was one fan who wanted to do a selfie, but he wasn't prepared. And Magic Johnson was like, boy, you got to be prepared. His iPhone, like, what is the camera? That was pretty funny. I don't know if you remember that.
I do remember that. I do remember. I didn't know you were going to bring it up, but I do remember that. Yes, right. I do. But formally bring you in, but you know, every now and then I'll just ask you what you think about certain things. But now I have a whole thing I got to read about you. I got, you know, like a whole hour thing I got to read. But no, I'm joking. But one of the things, okay, I mean, staying relevant. I mean, these are questions I always ask people. How is your brand staying relevant? That's one. Knowing what you know now, is there anything you would do differently? 3, have you connected with anyone new? And then 4, what has this situation taught you? I mean, those are questions that I'm going to ask you a little later, okay? But think about those. But those are things that I always pose those questions to anyone who's listening or watching the show. I just want to give a quick shout out to Tended Bar. They were on our show a couple weeks ago. Nathan and Justin. Want to say just a quick shout out to them. If you're interested, I mean, just go to tendedbar.com and just check out their site. It's one of those things. It's a bar that's really cool. It has, you know, alcohol and things like that. I mean, I think you take it, you push a button in 3 seconds to get up to like 32 combinations of drinks or something like that. And it's touchless. So, which means it's reducing some of those touch points. So you're not talking to bartenders, you're not doing any of that stuff. So it's eliminating some of that, right? Some of that contact. But yeah, it's a unique experience, I think. So it's not just cool. It's good to get cool things, but right now it's a necessity. So if we're going to move forward with, you know, drinking and having a good time and all that stuff, this may be something that, you know, people need to, this may be something that we need to look at in the industry, right? Because it's out there. They've developed it. It works. I mean, let's check it out. So tenditbar.com.
Hi, Nathan, by the way. Hi, Nathan, if he's watching,
Right. Nathan reached out. He reached out to Jeanette and reached out to a lot of the people that followed me or were friends or LinkedIn together or connected. And because he wanted to make sure they listened to the show or watched the show. So that's a good thing. So he was all about connecting and collaborating as well. So without further ado, and I just so you know, I minimized your bio because it was like I said, well, this is only an hour show. I can't go through all this stuff, but this is Miss Jeanette Seha. She's with Jet Set with Jeanette. She's bilingual travel journalist, TV host, travel advisor, and global public speaker based in Beverly Hills. She combines her love and travel and over 10 years of work as a journalist into an internationally recognized company as Jet Set Jeanette. As the go-to travel expert for high-profile clients and media outlets around the world, Jeanette's expertise encompasses luxury travel, female travel, diversity travel. Her passion and dedication for travel has taken her to over 60 countries to date. Jeanette continues to be a sought-after travel expert for media conferences all over the world. She'll talk about some of that stuff because I see the stuff. I've seen videos of her being all over the world. She was just in Cairo right before this whole pandemic happened. This year, Jeanette will be a speaker. Well, she's already been a speaker at the Women's Economic Forum in Cairo, Egypt. In 2019, Jeanette was awarded one of the top 20 global women of excellence by U.S. Congressman Danny K. Davis and multi-ethnic advisory task at the 7th annual International Women's Day celebration. Last year, Jeanette was nominated for her work by the Los Angeles Business Journal at Women's Conference, Women's Council and Awards. She was also one of the nominees for the Best Travel Creator at the Tekla Awards, part of the 10th annual Hispanic Conference honoring Latinas' contributions to media. Did I say that right? Please tell me I did. And now she feels it's a vital time for more Hispanics to contribute within the travel industry. Jeanette strives to be a positive role model for women and Latinos and around the world. This year, she partnered with Visit Pasadena, and I've seen that whole thing that you did with them as a tourism board's official bilingual spokesperson on National Plan for Vacation Day. Oh my gosh. Without any further ado, and I'm cutting it off right there. Because there's just so much. Without further ado, please welcome, or we'd like to welcome, Miss Jeanette Seha to the On Air with Russell Fatale show.
Woohoo! Happy to be on, Russell.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. You know, last minute, right? We were having a conversation yesterday, and I said, and we were, you know, talking about some other stuff, and she said, "Hey, whenever you know you want me to be on the show again, just let me know." I said, "Hey, what about tomorrow?" She's like, "Are you serious?" I said, "Yeah, come on. I mean, I had some stuff to talk about, but I, you know, if I can get the Miss Jeanette Seha on the show, of course, that's what I want to do." So, I mean, Jeanette has been busy. I mean, you've been doing a lot of things in let's just say the last year since you've been on the show. I mean, you have a lot of things going. So kind of catch us up on what's going on.
Well, just this year, 2020, wow, I, like you were saying, I partnered with Visit Pasadena, and we did a partnership with National Plan for Vacation Day that is every last Tuesday of January. And that was really great because I was able to do, to basically do like a video of the city of Pasadena in English and in Spanish, which for me is something that I've always aspired to do in any work, is because I'm bilingual, to also do work in Spanish, because for me, I feel like the Hispanic demographic, especially within the U.S., is very underrepresented, and there needs to be more of a voice, because maybe there are some people who only speak Spanish, and I think globally, you know, there's about 20 countries that Spanish is their main language. So I like to, you know, to basically to speak to as many people as I can. I'm currently learning French. Je m'appelle Jeanette. And that's all I know how to say.
That's more than what I know. So.
So yeah, like you were saying, I went to Egypt. I went to Egypt end of February, beginning of March, to speak at the Women Economic Forum that was in Cairo. And my speech was on diversity, reimagining diversity in culture. And so for me, as you said before, diversity, women, and it's very important for me in travel. So it's something I'm very passionate about. I just want to be a role model for little girls out there who hopefully one day want to travel, or if they aspire to have a career in travel, and also for more diversity, because for me, when I was younger, I didn't see a lot of people who look like me. So I feel like in 2020, it's a good time, you know, so.
I like that.
I loved Egypt. Egypt is one of my favorite countries. And honestly, when I went to Egypt, I could not stop crying, literally. Just crying, tears.
I saw the videos.
So, you know, no one's really ever seen me cry before, but I shared, if you go to my Instagram, I shared a real video of the first time that I saw the pyramids of Giza in Egypt. And actually, I had started crying before on the bus going to the pyramids of Giza, because for me, it was a dream since I was a little girl. I would watch, you know, the Discovery Channel, the History Channel, the Travel Channel. And I've always been fascinated with ancient civilizations like the Egyptians, like the Mayans, like the Incas, like the, you know, Aztecs, which are part of my ancestry. So for me, being able to go to Egypt, I had attempted to do it various times before, but certain things happened that I wasn't able to go. This time I was able to go, and I was able to work, speak at a conference, and I was also able to enjoy some times off and see, you know, all the ancient landmarks. And I'm so grateful because I met so many amazing women from all over the world, and the locals in Egypt are just so kind and so humble and loving. And what else about Egypt? I mean, it's just one of the most magical places I've ever been. And it's funny because a few days after I left, that's when things started to escalate here in the States. And in Egypt, they actually closed the airports. They closed the hotel probably within a week after I left.
So wow.
I had just made it just in time.
That's great. Now, I saw your Instagram. I mean, it was just spectacular. And I love being able to live through someone else, because, I mean, who knows? Of course, I would love to go to some of these places, but will I make it? I don't know. But it's always good to see, you know, people that have a genuine interest to go and they're passionate about it. And I mean, it showed, I mean, how excited you were to be there. So that's, I thought it was great. And I, anyone that, what's your Instagram handle? Just so people know. Is it Jet Set Jeanette?
It's Jet Set with Jeanette, because Jet Set. And with is very meaningful, because it's inclusive. I want people to come with me on this journey. For me, it's all about other people. It's not about me. It's about having people come with me and hopefully inspiring them to travel. I mean, in the future, post-COVID. Mm-hmm. I mean, whenever they want.
Exactly. No, and you know what? You've been on TV. I can't turn on a segment of TV or the news without seeing you. I mean, you were on, not that I'm watching the Mexico Travel Channel all the time, but you were, the last thing I saw you on was, I want to say it's Mexico Travel, right?
Yeah, yes. I was on Mexico's Travel Channel, but I had actually, ever since, I've been interviewed for different outlets. You know, it's crazy. I've been more busy being at home late, like I have been nonstop busy than when I'm usually traveling. But for me, it's just, how can I be a resource? How can I help? Because I know these are very difficult and uncertain times for everybody around the world. And I mean, for me as well, it's been, it's just, you know, seeing my friends, you know, laid off or worried about their businesses. And for me, it's just coming from a place of how can I be of service and help? And I feel like through media, it's been a great way for me to bridge that communication. And Mexico's Travel Channel was amazing. I, you know, for me being able, like I said, to speak Spanish, you know, when I can is so amazing.
Yeah, that was good. I watched it, right? And I can pick out, I can pick out some of the words, a few words, but then my daughter, who is bilingual, I mean, she speaks Spanish. So yeah. I had to get her. I said, can you translate this for me? And she did. But now it was great. It was great. Now is that something, is that going to be a reoccurring thing for you, or is that one time thing? Or,
I mean, hopefully. I mean, last year I spoke in Mexico City and they were there, Mexico Travel Channel, and I actually was interviewed and that's where I met them initially last year.
Okay.
So who knows? Like, you know, you never know what can happen. But I really feel the best things have ever happened to me were totally unexpected. And that was probably one of them.
That's good. Now, but you know, the thing of it is, and I try to tell people, you have to put yourself in positions. You have to sometimes be vulnerable. You got to put yourself in situations, not necessarily bad situations, is what I'm saying. I mean, but you have to go out, you have to network, you have to go to these shows, you have to, when you're invited, you have to, even if you don't want to go, you have to go, because you never know who's watching you and who admires you and who respects you and who's listening, right? So I always tell people, I said, hey, you got to put yourself in these positions. You have to go to trade shows, you have to go to, because you never know what's going to happen. And it's obvious that you've done those things, and it's some of those things that come to fruition.
Well, I love, you're just talking. I don't know if it was you or somebody else that was asking me, you know, they say, oh, you're so lucky. And I don't really believe that luck. I, you know, it's just when you were saying hard work meets opportunity. That's what I think is luck. I remember going to the trade shows like 8 or 9 years ago, starting when LA Times still had their travel show. And the Travel and Adventure show and all the shows. I would go. I didn't know anybody because I had just moved back from Nashville. And I would just go up to people and say, hi, my name's Jeanette. Hi, my name's Jeanette. And just like you were saying, putting myself out there. And these were also the days when social media, Facebook existed, but I don't think Instagram was really what it is or even existed at that time. So for me, it was really just starting from ground zero and starting and meeting people and building relationships. And, you know, it's just, you were saying, being vulnerable, putting yourself out there and, you know, being of service. That's really what.
No, that's good. I mean, that's, I mean, we, nothing happens. Nothing's easy. I mean, we always see the end product or the finished product. We never see the, you know, how they had to grind to get this job or where they started, or you know, how many people closed the doors in their face, how many people didn't even talk to you. You know what I mean? You know, you say you're going around saying you're introducing yourself to everyone, but that doesn't mean everyone was welcome to Jeanette coming up and saying hello to them. Am I right?
Yeah. And so many things that had happened throughout the years were kind of like things I saw an opportunity and I would pitch things to different people or outlets. Just like I interviewed like Samantha Brown and Rick Steves and at the trade show, but I remember making that kind of happen, like by creating it, because at that time it wasn't just, you know, nobody was saying, do this, do this, do this. It was kind of like me saying, I would like to do that. How can I do that? Let me figure a way. But you know me, you've known me for years. Kind of more like I'm such a visionary, and that is why I love vision boards, because you see a goal and you don't know how or when you'll get there, but you know the end goal. And I think that part of making things happen is just being very clear about what it is that you want to accomplish. Or, for example, a travel, where do you want to go? I'm a big believer in mindset and visionary vision boards. So for me, it's all relative.
Very good. Very good. Now, this whole situation that we're in now, have you been able to stay relevant?
How or have?
How have you been able to? Are you staying relevant?
Yes, of course. How? Well, in the beginning of March, I just got back from Egypt. I remember just taking the time, personal time, to process what was happening, because I think on a global scale, we're all experiencing this pandemic together. And for me, I was just trying to process what was happening. And, you know, as of March 19th in Los Angeles, we've been on the stay-at-home order. And I remember that day when I found out like all the businesses were closing. I mean, for me, I had never experienced anything on, like, I was like, what do you mean businesses are closing? The borders are closing, everything that is happening. I was just, so I think the first couple of days I just went to bed crying every night, because I was like, what is happening? And it wasn't even more for me on a personal level. It was on a global level. And all the news and all the panic about people buying like toilet paper and paper towels, and just so much panic that was happening, that I was just taking it all in. So I took about a week just to process everything. The first week I was not relevant, because I was like, you know what? I just need to understand what is happening first. And then once I started to process it, then I started to get myself back up together. And so I started to just let people know, I'm here if you need me, and if you don't, that's okay. Because I feel like during this pandemic, it's really important to be mindful of what people may or may not be going through. And you know, everyone's going through different things, and I feel like there's no right or wrong way to grieve or to be or not be. Some people feel like you have to like write a book and do so many things during this pandemic. Maybe you do, maybe you don't, and that's okay. I think that just as long as you wake up every day and you make it through day by day, that's what I'm saying for everyone, day by day. That's how I'm getting through it. Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Now, what is this? What do you think this situation has taught you?
This situation has taught me actually a lot about gratitude, just to be grateful for the simple things in life. Fresh air. I mean, now that we have to wear these face masks, when you remember the time where we didn't have to wear face masks, it made me grateful for the times that we could travel. I mean, technically, we still can travel, but that has all changed and will continue to change as time develops. And I'm grateful that I'm alive, that you're alive, that my family is alive. I mean, grateful for the very simple things. Everything else is just a cherry on top, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think if anything, it's just made me, I've always been grateful, but it made me even more grateful. Mm-hmm. And to enjoy the present day, and to tell the people that you love them. And if you're holding on to any grudges, I mean, honestly, like, just let it go. I mean, I literally spoke to an ex a week ago, and we both just let it go. Like, oh, what happened? It happened. Move on. I'm sorry. There's someone at my door. This is live TV. Do you mind, Russell?
No, you told me that you needed to open the door for...
Sorry.
That's all right, for the plumber or something like that. That's quite all right. That's okay. It's a live show. This is Russell of Hotels, right? We do what we have to do, right? As they say, the show must go on. So that's interesting. But there's some questions I want to ask her about, and when she comes back, of course. She made a comment and said, we need more women in the travel industry and diversity. One thing about Jeanette, okay, that I admire, she knows who she is, right? She's very comfortable with who she is, which, you know, in this industry sometimes is not, people don't, you know, people won't say who they are or talk about who they are and things like that. And one thing about Jeanette, she does. I mean, she highlights the fact that, I mean, she's a Latina, and that's great. And she said there needs to be more Latinas in the travel space, which I agree as well. And I love that, like I said, she has a passion for it. And she's not afraid to talk about that stuff. And that, and that, and that's what I love about her. So, Jeanette, can you hear me now? Are you on? Okay.
I'm back, okay. You guys.
Okay, good. And you made a quote, and I want you to explain this quote. It says, we need more women in travel, in the travel industry, and diversity.
Yes. I've always been a huge advocate for diversity, and diversity in every sense, from, you know, more women to more minorities to, I'm an ambassador for Free Wheelchair Mission, which helps people in third world countries get wheelchairs. So mobility is really important for me. So basically anyone or, you know, that I feel may be underrepresented or not have a strong enough voice, I feel very passionate about speaking in the travel industry. And that literally goes back to me being a young girl, watching all these travel shows and not seeing anyone that looked like me. I mean, either they were a supermodel or they were, you know, they didn't physically look like me. So it kind of held me back. And this is what I'm saying, you know, 2020, you know, we're so diverse, we're so different. It's just about adding more to the mix. So hopefully that younger generations will see and will aspire to do this as well, because I feel like it's really important.
It is. I love, like I said, I love the passion behind that. And that's one thing I don't talk about enough. Is that when I first got in the hotel industry, and I don't think I've said this in a while, but the reason why I chose the major that I chose in college is because there wasn't a lot of there was no representation. I can't remember the class that I came out of, but there's only three that were Black. I mean, there was only three of us. And from what I know now, there's only two of us that are still in the industry. So that's me, myself, and Victor Simmons. I am not afraid of Victor Simmons is in New Jersey now. We keep in touch quite a bit, so we're still friends. So, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I did that, because there wasn't enough people that look like me. So, and when I go and speak and things like that, I mean, and that's why I, you know, Hospitality Unplugged means you can say what you want to say, but just because you can say what you want to say doesn't mean that you should say it, right? So I'm always conscious of who's watching, who's looking behind me, who may be coming behind me. So, I mean, you know, not that I'm, you know, taking the whole race and backing me, you know, they're on my shoulder. I'm not saying that, but I am saying that I'm a representation. And I need to do things the right way, right? And because that's how you have staying power. And, you know, you try to make sure that transcends to everybody, not just, you know, Black people, Latinos, or other minorities, but everybody. Because, I mean, that's what I'm all about, everybody. But I know who I am, and I know where I come from, okay? So, and I'm not afraid to let people know that either. So, but thank you so much. I do appreciate, you know, the platforms that you stand on and things like that, because that means a lot. That definitely means a lot. And like I said, I always tell people or my kids, whatever, say, all you got to do is reach one person. I mean, if you can reach one person, then you're doing your job, right? So that's it. So there you go. Okay, so tell me, let's see, how much time I have. We have about 15 minutes. Tell me, give me a good story about Egypt.
Wow. Egypt was amazing. I mean, it took quite a journey to get there from Los Angeles. So from Los Angeles, there's no direct flights to Cairo. So it was Los Angeles, Paris, Cairo. So I think it was about in total 15 hours or so to get there. And then, the hotel that we stayed at was you had views of the pyramid. I mean, it wasn't very close, but it was close enough to see them.
Mm.
It is just so magical. I mean, Egypt and Cairo, it's a really busy city. Almost got trying to walk, almost got like ran over a couple times. I mean, the city traffic is pretty like Los Angeles or Mexico City. The people are some of the most kind, like I mentioned, the most kind, humble people. I mean, I was at the bazaar, and it's one of the most popular, marketplaces. And I had my iPhone that was popping out of my pocket. And I had somebody said, hey, put that back in your purse because it's going to fall or someone might take it. I mean, they really care for the visitors.
Okay.
I felt really safe. I was happy. The landmarks are amazing. Of course, the pyramids, the museum of Egypt. I would say, post-COVID or what, and when everything is smoother and they open up everything, because currently I feel like things are still closed over there. I think it's definitely worth a visit in that point of your life. I highly recommend Egypt. I would say give it a good at least 1 week to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, okay, you're a travel journalist.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the difference between a travel journalist and a content creator? Is it the same, one the same, or can you be a content creator and a travel journalist, or you have to be one to be the other?
Well, that's a good question, but I feel like content creator, the content creator, influencer, blogger, that is all very recent. That is probably the past 10 or so years been introduced and created. However, I feel like a journalist, the foundation of a journalist is a journalist, whether you're covering travel, news, sports, entertainment, etc., the foundation is still the same. You're still trained journalist. You have to have ethics. You have to learn media law to keep that personal. However, if I'm not a journalist, I'm something I could just say whatever I could say, how I feel, and I know that won't be taken, because as a journalist, you're not supposed to be biased. You're supposed to be neutral. You're supposed to just report the facts. You're not, gotcha. Not very much, unless you're doing an op-ed, right? Like where it's an opinion piece or an opinion column, like for the New York Times or LA Times, and then you are able to express your opinion. I feel like nowadays it's kind of merging, but I feel like when the days are my visitors, thank you, live. however, I feel like these days with social media, it's really changing the scope of things. But a little backstory, I started writing about travel when I was 12. So I really, I didn't know what I was doing. I just got a notebook, a journal, and I started writing everything. I mean, I've been going to Mexico since I was a baby, and I got a disposable camera and I would just take pictures, write. I mean, so essentially I was just doing travel journalism, but I didn't know it at the time. I was just doing what I loved, which was recording, seeing, at that time I would just glue or paste my photos and I would share literally with anyone and everyone who wanted to see it. but I was really lucky because when I went to college in Nashville, the dean of the journalism program, my student advisor, who sadly passed away a couple years ago, He was actually the travel editor for the statewide newspaper called The Tennessean. So he helped me kind of throughout my whole career how to cover travel as a journalist. So for me, that is what I kind of like grew or learned with. But again, nowadays with social media, with all these things, it's kind of changing things up, but I feel like there still is a difference there, in my opinion. But
okay, gotcha. Now you do a live show on Instagram. Do you? Or what?
You know, no, but here's the funny thing is, since being at home, I feel like I myself have had to pivot and find ways to be resourceful and
relevant.
And relevant.
Yes.
So,
go ahead.
Our living rooms, Russell. I started just to interview people that are amazing and that could also be resourceful to other people. So for me, I kind of started to do it and I got a really big positive response. So who knows, until we're still here on this, you know, stay at home order, I might keep doing it.
Well, you should do it. I mean, when I saw that, I mean, you did, I can't think of the gentleman's name. Or what he goes by.
Ernest from Fly Brother.
Yes, yes. Okay, I saw that. So why wouldn't you continue to do that? I mean,
yeah, that's funny you say that, because that's actually what I'm going to start doing. And I'm actually going to start doing a podcast as well. I'm finally starting to write this book that's been in me for like 10 years, but I was too caught up in the formality of writing a book that I just didn't write, which is so silly. See, that's another thing I've been working on is sometimes people have like fear of success or fear of failure. Well, I failed so many times. I'm not afraid to fail because at least you learn and you grow. It's kind of perspective, but I've always had this fear of being successful, because for me, it was just being like, whatever success means to you. It's like being successful means like, I don't know, it's something just so different for me. And probably within 3 or 4 years, I've had like 10 people tell me, Jeanette, you should write a book. You need to write a book. And I was like, what am I going to write a book about? Who was going to read my book? I don't know how to write a book. So sometimes we self-sabotage or block ourselves because we have whatever stories we say, or because we have a fear of failure or fear of success. But at least aware of what it is, like fear that is holding you back, then you can do something about it. So during this lockdown, I've actually faced, and I also have a coach, a transformational coach, who helps me deal with this, because I think it's universal. I think a lot of people can relate to this. And I think the positive of having all this time at home, especially, is you can actually work on yourself and do a lot of this inner work that we won't have time when we're traveling or in the office that we can actually do.
I like that. I thought it was something that you were doing. I welcome everybody to do something different, right? And if that's if there's a lot more time on your hand and it's something on social media, I mean, why not? Why not give it a shot? Because that's why I did I do the radio show, right? But then I said, well, let me start sharing some experiences. And I chose Instagram as a platform. But I take those videos and I put them on every platform that I have. But I just think it, like I said, it keeps you relevant. Two, it keeps you occupied, right? It keeps your mind going. And then you're talking to some good people. And even if you're just talking about your experiences yourself, there's somebody that's interested in hearing, right? So,
it's like I'm a very social butterfly extrovert, as many people who know me. However, I used to shy away from the camera a lot, and doing these lives, like live and Instagram lives, I kind of would shy away from them, because you're vulnerable. Like, you're like, hey, everybody, live TV or live social media, I think is the most vulnerable. Like literally you guys just saw people who had to come fix you know what I mean?
That's okay. You know, but that's raw and that's new. I mean, that's real. That's real stuff that happens, right? It's obviously we know it's not scripted, right? So no one can ever say, oh, that Russell show is scripted. No, because Jeanette just got up in the middle of the interview and went to go open the door for the plumber. You know what I mean? So
totally. So real.
Yeah. So no, I think, you know, social media has, you know, even that playing field where we can get our message out to people for cheap. Right. I mean, that's the whole thing. That's why there's millions of people that are listening, watching TikTok videos and Instagram and all that kind of stuff, is because that's the way media has shifted. And we just need to take advantage of that.
Look at us now. I mean, through the entire world is able to communicate through technology like Facebook, like Zoom, like Instagram. Especially right now, I feel like it is so critical to have this when we can't be together in person. I think this
exactly. I don't think I haven't told Ronan and Sam this at LA Talk Radio, but I probably would never go back to the studio again. I mean, because there's no need. I mean, I you know, talk to him for a couple of minutes and I say, and he tells me, okay, we're ready to go. And we do the show and, you know, he's at home, I'm at home, and, you know, the other hosts are at home as well. So I was talking to somebody earlier today and, you know, I was telling them how easy it is for me to get ready for the show now, because before I had to drive, you know, 30, 45 minutes to get there. And then I had to have everything. If I was going to talk about something, I had to have that done the night before, because, you know, in the mornings I didn't have time to do it because I, you know, taking the kids to school and all this kind of stuff. And then I didn't have time to type anything. But now I can do it up to 1 o'clock. The show starts at 1:00. I'm still typing at 1 o'clock. Right. So it's to me, technology is working. It's a good thing. And I just think we need to take advantage of it if we can. But anyway, but I want to thank you so much for joining us or taking the time to come on. I only got 2 minutes and I do appreciate you being on the show.
Yeah, of course. I was just gonna say, does any of the viewers have any questions or anything while we're on, or? I don't know.
Well, they can ask, but I don't see where they're going to ask the question. Because, you know, we go through LA Talk Radio's page to get it. I don't get the, you know, how if it was from my feed, I would get all the questions and all the comments. But because I don't have that, or because it's going through someone else's, I don't have access to it unless they happen to text me or text you. But what's that?
All good.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you're off the hook now because the show's over. But anyway, but I thank you so much for being on the show. If you need anything from me, I mean, you know how to get a hold of me. And I thank you for yesterday. That was cool, just to, you know, answer some questions and be interviewed. You know, it's not often that I get interviewed. So I do appreciate that. And you took it easy on me. So I do appreciate that. So, but any parting words for you?
Just, you know, for everyone out there, stay strong, hang in there. And, you know, like, we're all in this together, and anyone can always reach out for anything, even if it's not travel related. You just want to talk. So.
Okay. Cool. I'll make sure I put for the notes and everything for the show. I'll make sure I put all your contact information on there as well, email and, I mean, your website and things like that. Not your phone number, though. That's on you if you want to give out your phone number. So anyway, all right, you guys take care. Thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell Hotels. Join me next week. We're going to have a panel. We're going to talk about leadership during this pandemic or COVID-19 thing. We're going to talk about leadership in the whole hospitality industry. You know, what leaders are doing. You know, good leaders versus bad leaders. I don't know. We're going to talk about it because it's going to be a panel. So it's not going to be all about me. But anyway, you guys take care. Thanks again, Jeanette, for joining us. You take care. Have a great day. And we'll see you guys next Tuesday.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.